If you haven't already done so, please take a seat. Allow yourself to sit comfortably, hands resting gently on your thighs or knees, back in an upright posture, shoulders resting in their lowest position, head centered, chin slightly down. And as always, your eyes can be closed, partially open, or completely open. It's your choice. Notice how the body feels in this moment. Notice any elements within the body that are profound, but a little strong, elements that we can notice very quickly and easily. Possibly a rapid heartbeat, shortness in breath, a little bit of strain in part of the body. Possibly some excitability in the body, excitability in the mind. On a daily basis, we confront different actions by others. We witness to it. We receive the messages, the words from other people. And our mind interprets these things. And we have a choice to make how we choose to react to these things. If someone says or does something that somehow bothers you, we may react out of fear. We may feel fear. We may feel uneasiness. I want to help you to notice how you react to different things. Take any situation that has occurred recently. Maybe something that has occurred today. Maybe something that has occurred in the past. Maybe simply noticing our thoughts, what we're holding on to. And notice how we react to these situations, how we have reacted to them. Or notice what our mind is attaching to right now. When we experience these different things, reactions, our body reacts in some way. Our body might feel tense. You may notice our breath becoming shorter, more rapid. When we're nervous, anxious, have you ever noticed that the body tenses? The breath shortens. The posture changes. It is a natural reaction. For some of us, it's fear. Fight or flight. Think about any situation that has occurred recently and try to remember how you reacted to this, a situation that you may have found a bit difficult. Maybe someone said something to you that did not sit well with you, that put you in a defensive posture. Someone said something that criticized you. You had a meeting with a coworker, with a spouse, boyfriend, or girlfriend, friend, but it was a difficult conversation. Can you remember how you reacted to this? As we're looking back and looking at this situation, maybe you can be the observer. Observing yourself. And maybe, just maybe in this moment, you can notice and learn something about how you reacted in the situation. We may have pulled back and felt one of these negative thoughts, negative emotions, negative feelings. And if we did, was there any benefit to this? When we engage in situations that bring about difficult thoughts, difficult emotions, do these difficult thoughts, difficult emotions benefit another person and/or ourselves? We can learn to look at how we react to actions that we witness, to thoughts. And we can make a decision. Is there any benefit to attach to any difficult thoughts, difficult emotions? Or can we simply notice them, learn to notice them, to become aware of them? And to know that we have that choice. We are all given that choice. We can be free of it. We can let go, not attached to any difficulties, and just let go. Be neutral. Just simply observe, just simply listen without reacting in any negative way. So how do we do this? When we are in these situations, notice how the body first reacts. The body is like a warning signal. It will tell you if your mind is not reacting well to something. Notice that the heart starts to beat rapidly. The breath turns a little bit short, a little fast. Notice the body holding on to tension. Sometimes we may close our hands and make a fist. We may grab part of our body. We tense our shoulders, our necks. These are the signals that we're attaching to something negative. Half the battle is simply noticing these things. And once you notice them, you are empowered at that point. You have the choice to make. Do you wish to hold on to these things, these negative reactions? Or do you wish to let them go? If you choose to let them go, how do we do this? We turn to our friend, the breath, and utilize the power of the breath. We can take in a nice, deep cleansing breath. And release. And become fully present, fully mindful in that moment of how we have reacted. And notice that we made a choice, that we empowered ourselves to not attach to these negative feelings, negative thoughts, negative experiences. When we choose to distance ourselves from these thoughts, we may not be able to take in that deep in-breath as we just did. But you can still utilize the breath. You can breathe in very gently, take a nice, long, quiet in-breath through the nostrils. And then hold the breath just for a second or two. Imagine you have a straw between your lips, and then very slowly blow out through that straw until all the breath has left you. And when all the breath is left, you stay there just for a moment or two. And then notice how you feel. If you find that you're still full of some negative feeling, then do it again. Do it three times, as many times as you wish. And notice with each time that you breathe out and you stay there in that quiet moment, how our friend, the breath, will help us to release that attachment, to become fully present. Practice on a daily basis that when you're in any situation, to notice, are we fully present? Are we able to listen to someone speaking and not judge, not attach to any negative reactions? Or does the person speaking trigger something in us? And we notice the body reacting. And if you can notice that, then congratulations, because you fought half the battle and you've won. We can also utilize this to notice how we can build a stronger sense of confidence. We become better listeners, better communicators. We become better supporters of those around us, because as we free ourselves of these difficult thoughts, difficult emotions, we can bring a sense of calm, peacefulness, even loving kindness to those in front of us, those around us. If you practice this on a regular basis, couple this with spending maybe 5 minutes a day simply sitting, focusing on your breath, meditating, you'll find you're able to be fully present in any situation and less affected by anything that you see, less affected by anything you hear. Each time we sit, we have an opportunity to bring about change. And when we sit, we want to bring to mind this thing called an intention. In today's guided meditation, I would like you to think about your ability to bring about change to others, your ability to positively impact those in your life, those throughout the world. Yes, this is a grand intention today, to believe in yourself and your ability to bring about positive change in this world. Each of us possesses that ability, and so many of us do not realize our strengths, just how powerful our abilities are. In this short meditation, I'd like us to connect with the gifts that each of us has, that each of us possesses. Turn to your breath now and gently breathe in. And gently breathe out. And with each in-breath and each out-breath, allow yourself to free yourself, your body, of any excitability, any difficult feelings. As you breathe in, notice your thoughts. If your thoughts are wandering, just take those thoughts with the in-breath and let them go with the out-breath. And allow yourself to reconnect with the beautiful, calm, stable mind, let us discover again within ourselves our talents, our abilities. Some of us possess unique talents, unique gifts. Some of us are not aware of these. And then all of us possess the same talents and gifts. Some just are underutilized. First, look at your ability to be generous. Generous with your actions, generous with your words. You possess the ability to bring support, compassion, empathy to those at work, those in your home, those in your life. See yourself in this moment and see your ability to be kind to other people. To tell that person at work who has just done something that has helped you, thank you. Thank you for doing this, for acknowledging them, acknowledging work, a job well done. Acknowledging someone who checks in on you and asks the simple question, how are you? Acknowledge your kindness and compassion to those in your home life. For the things that you do for the people that are the most important to you. And when we think about this, notice how easy it is to do for those that we love. Let these positive thoughts bring forth any images within your mind, seeing those whose actions, through your actions, how you positively impact. Think about your talents and skills. What are you truly good at? Bring to mind your strengths. And look upon these and acknowledge them. And imagine utilizing them to benefit all the people that you can. You can limit your scope to those you work with, those in your home life, or possibly expand your vision to taking your talents and benefiting the world. Are you a great communicator? Do you write well? Do you speak well? Can you motivate people? Can you bring kindness, compassion? Do you tell a good story? Are you able to build something through your hands, whether it be something physical or through something on the computer? We all possess compassion and empathy. Some more than others. Acknowledge that you possess these things and see yourself extending this compassion and empathy to all people. And just imagine yourself being the catalyst for change. Imagine yourself in this moment as being one of many that believes in positivity, that believes in the goodness that exists, that believes that we can make a difference. See the courage within your heart. Acknowledge the strength that you possess. Let all the positive abilities that exist within you stay in the forefront of your mind and think about for the remainder of the day, how can I utilize my skills, my abilities to benefit those in my life, those in the world? Think about this today. And as you come up with the solutions, act upon it and make a difference. May each of you be free of any obstacles that block you from being the person that you wish to be, being the person that you're always meant to be. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you make a difference. Let's take a nice deep cleansing breath. And release. Bring your attention down to your feet. Gently wiggle the toes. Bring your attention to your hands. Gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses, the sense of touch, sense of taste, sense of smell, sense of hearing, and finally the sense of sight. And if you've closed your eyes, very slowly open your eyes and become fully present.